from KQED.
We begin today with a seismic shift in criminal justice coming to California starting this weekend. Some are calling it a big gamble. Others say it's long overdue. Governor Jerry Brown calls it realignment, giving local governments more control over supervision and incarceration of low-level criminals and parole violators, people who now have state prisons bulging at the seams. To see how realignment might work statewide, I visited San Diego this week, a county that in many ways is a model for helping ex-offenders turn their lives around and stay out of prison. On Tuesday, county supervisors discussed the coming changes, and it had the feeling of a shotgun wedding, a new relationship no one was very happy about. Supervisor Diane Jacob described it this way.
This is, without a doubt, the most historic change of the criminal justice system that's ever happened in the history of the state of California, with very little thought coming from our state legislators or the governor.
Under realignment, parole violators and nonviolent criminals in San Diego will serve their time here in the county jail. Inmates dressed in jailhouse blues are walking down a hallway under the careful watch of armed sheriff deputies.
All right, gentlemen, step into the elevator, three rows across, facing forward.
Right now, the county has about 800 beds available in its various detention facilities, but with 4,000 additional ex-offenders on the way, that won't last long. Talking to some of the men here, I was surprised how much they knew about the new policies. Ricky Brooks has a history of selling crack cocaine and admits to a drinking problem. He's back in jail for violating parole. The 52-year-old Brooks hopes the changes help people like him.
Man, it's kind of hard, you know, it's to get back on your feet, because every time you get on your feet, you slip and go right back to the same recycle. So I hope this new change, man, will better us, you know, not to keep us bound in.
Another parole violator, Juan Torino, agrees the current system isn't working.
They just want to stick him in prison, and I mean, that's not good, you know, because there's a lot of us that really need the help and want the help. It's just we don't know how to go about it. You know, unfortunately, you know, we end up in here and we're forgotten, you know.
But the kind of help Torino and Brooks want, social services, health care, housing, it costs money. And San Diego District Attorney Bonnie Dumanis worries that under realignment, the state won't give the counties the funding they need to do it right.
And that's where the recipe for disaster comes in. It's almost like we're preparing people to fail instead of, you know, supporting them in this process.
In some ways, San Diego is the county best prepared for realignment. For the past 5 years, they've developed a coordinated network of programs to reduce recidivism, that churn of parolees in and out of prison. The lesson, says D.A. Dumanis, is that you have to work with criminals before they even leave custody, with services behind bars that help make their re-entry into society more successful.
Best practices show us that working with all the law enforcement partners, probation, the state prisons, and our community providers, that's the recipe. That's what makes the change.
The San Diego-based nonprofit Second Chance is one of those key community providers, giving ex-offenders the kind of help they need to turn their lives around and make it when they get out of prison.
So everyone had a good weekend?
Yes. Yeah.
Nobody got in trouble?
No.
How many of you are on parole or probation? Show hands.
The students have just a few days until graduation. The men are wearing ties. All the students try to put their best foot forward. One of them, Vincent Calderon, was convicted of armed robbery in 1997. He paroled 3 months ago and entered the Second Chance program.
Coming from prison, you're not really exposed to speaking in front of people or being able to speak to authorities. Now it's like you can smile out here, you know, you can walk right, posture, shake someone's hand and be able to talk to them. Just like a regular citizen.
The students learn to take responsibility for their actions and their past mistakes. It's a kind of boot camp where they learn to think differently about themselves and others. 32-year-old Tiffany Billingsley is one of the few women in the group. She served time for armed bank robbery, and she's looking for a fresh start. Billingsley describes what she's learned here.
Thinking before you speak, being pleasant, enthusiasm, motivation, sell yourself. Commitment, open-minded, willingness, just basic life skills that makes you more approachable when you enter the workforce.
These men and women know what they're up against: a terrible economy, a history of drugs, felony convictions, even violence. They have to overcome all that and more. Scott Silverman, the charismatic founder of Second Chance, likes the idea of giving local communities more control over crime and punishment. Still, he says it's no panacea for fixing the state's 70% recidivism rate.
If more people come back to the community that don't have a source of income and they want to eat, they want to feed their family, or they're trying to reconnect with their family, or they feel somebody owes them something, they're going to act out.
Ready or not, thousands of low-level, nonviolent offenders will soon become the responsibility of San Diego County Probation Chief Mac Jenkins. Jenkins spearheaded creation of the county's realignment plan. He's confident San Diego can build on what it's already done over the past 5 years.
We're using the lessons learned. We're using the tools to make sure that we do this in a way that helps some people who want to turn their lives around, because that gets forgotten in this. There's some of those folks who really will have an opportunity to turn their lives around. We're going to support them.